When we speak about the sickness of an age, when we speak about what causes, for the most part, so many of the ailments and things that people are suffering from terribly in an age, in an era, we always have to look for the underlying cause. And today, the vast majority of wise people conclude that the biggest sickness of modern man, and I'm not talking today just the 21st century, but already in the 20th century, is the sickness known as anxiety. Anxiety, being anxious, and I mean deeply anxious that the body feels the anxiety, is something so pervasive for a whole bunch of reasons, which isn't the topic now, but so pervasive in our society and so many people, the majority of people, and the most dangerous thing is so many people don't even realize or feel in their bodies and their minds how anxious they are. They're only aware of the symptoms of the anxiety, such as addiction. Most addictions come from the emptiness of anxiety. Many other symptoms, psychosomatic symptoms and obesity, etc., all the things that contemporary people are talking about, much of it comes from anxiety. And I was recently reading the great existential psychologist Rollo May's description of anxiety as described by Sigmund Freud as opposed to anxiety as described by Soren Kierkegaard. Whereas Freud gave all sorts of technical descriptions of what anxiety is, such as the repressed libido representing itself, the fear of losing one's beloved object, etc., Kierkegaard defined anxiety in an extremely disturbing description and sometimes hard for many people to face and hear this, but Kierkegaard, in the concept of anxiety, defined anxiety as desiring what one dreads the most. Anxiety is this weird desire, not that one is conscious that one is desiring it, but it's some kind of pull towards fantasizing about what one dreads the most. And Rollo May, in deep awe of this actual expression of what anxiety is, said that although Sigmund Freud knew all about anxiety, but Kierkegaard knew anxiety. He didn't just know about anxiety, he knew anxiety. Kierkegaard was an anxious person. And I was thinking, as we're about to get to Tisha B'Av, to the saddest day in the Jewish calendar, to the day that represents not just the exile of the Jewish nation, but every tear that was ever shed since then, I was thinking that, of course, we believe that the ultimate sickness that causes anxiety and all the other diseases throughout the generations, the ultimate sickness is, of course, Golus exile. And ultimately, what exile means is, of course, not just a national restoration of the monarchy and the building of the temple and the returning of the exiles, etc., but ultimately, redemption will be when we will no longer carry in us and on us the cause of all anxiety and the cause of all suffering, the feeling of being separate from God, the feeling of being somehow in any way something separate from God. That's exile, and that's the cause of all diseases, including anxiety. And so I was thinking about this description of Rollo May as the difference between knowing about anxiety and knowing anxiety, that there's also a difference between knowing about what exile is, knowing about how difficult it is for any human being to be something, as if to live in the fantasy, the illusion, as if one is something separate from God. And then there's actually knowing that exile, not just knowing about it, but feeling that pain. Because, of course, one of the most important messages of Tisha B'Av for all of humanity is that one can never hope to get redeemed and to rectify any pain that is not yet fully felt. The day of Tisha B'Av is about fully feeling the exile and experiencing not just about exile, but feeling the pain of the exile. It's like Reb Nachman of Breslov says that kinos, the lamentations, the dirges we say on Tisha B'Av, the word in Hebrew kinos is the same letters as the word tikkun, rectification. Because only when we cry, only when we feel the actual exile and not just read about the exile, can we hope to then know what we're missing and hope to change it thereby. And therefore this Tisha B'Av, the kinos, the tikkun, the rectification, what we need to cry about the most is the exile of that we feel as if we're something separate from God. And if one doesn't feel that pain, that just shows how deep the separation is. And it's no fault of our own. It's not because of our sins. Yes, of course our sins separate us from God. Of course that's true. But honestly, we all know that if we weren't feeling separate from God, we would never sin. And so we say to God, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. God, return us to you, and then we will repent. And of course, there's from the sages that God says back, Shuva lai v'shuva leichem, return to me, and then I will return to you. There's this like argument between us and God, who's going to come back first. But Reb Tzadik HaKohen from Lublin and many of the holy tzaddikim, the Lubavitch Rebbe, assured us that we win this argument, and it's going to be God blowing the great shofar and returning to us first, healing all the anxieties and all the pains and all the holes that we have in us from generations of suffering, generations of Tisha B'Av, by returning into us fully.